London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Dominican Republic's main opposition party says it has further evidence to support its claim of massive electoral fraud. A bright future for the West Indies Shipping Company if Caribbean governments would pay up $20 million in arrears. And Grenada's recently dismissed High Commissioner to London complains of being locked out of his office.
I think the acting commissioner said that this was instructions he had received from home, which I think was pretty shabby. I had no intention of breaking into the mission.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The main opposition PLD party in the Dominican Republic, headed by the veteran politician Juan Bosch, says it has new evidence to substantiate its claim that the May 16th presidential elections were fraudulent. This follows a weekend statement by the head of the Junta Central Electoral, that's the electoral board, announcing the suspension of the process of verifying the results and condemning the involvement of ex-U.S. President Jimmy Carter and his team of election observers. There is still no official result in the elections, and our Santo Domingo correspondent says it is unlikely one will be announced before the weekend.